from the underworld to your world. This is Black Crap News.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Blackcraft News, powered by Delta Extracts and American Musical Supply. I am your host, Bees, and this is your guide to all things going on in the world of Blackcraft this week. What is coming out at theatres, what's new at streaming, gaming, and much, much more, including us getting our murder on as that pig face git Jigsaw is back in theatres. I absolutely love the Saw franchise. Is that a guilty pleasure? If it's a guilty pleasure, I don't feel guilty about it at all, bros. If so, before we get into all of that, let's talk Blackcraft for a second, because we have a very limited tea release out right now. And if you like the day that's between Tuesday and Thursday, wink, wink, you know what I mean? Yeah? If you like the day between Tuesday and Thursday, you should go to blackcraftcult.com now and pick up that tee. Also, the world-class feline joggers are back in stock. And if you want a smoke Blackcraft zip-up hoodie, the new one is so good with an incredible slogan on the back of it. I'm not going to tell you what it is here. Got to go and see it at blackcraftcult.com. Smoke Blackcraft, you know it. That is powered by Delta Extracts, who also power this show. Delta Extracts is the place to go and get all of the world-class gummies, cartridges, edibles, you name it, they got it. DeltaExtrax.com. We've sold out of our Zaki Vengeance hookup shots. They are completely gone. Could have had it, but you lost it. Well, keep an eye out, because there is going to be some more stock coming in at some point. Keep an eye on at Smoke Blackcraft and go to DeltaExtrax.com. That is DeltaExtrax.com. That's DeltaExtrax.com. Use the code BlackcraftNews15 and you can get 15% off of your first purchase. Love that. Also love the fact that Saw 10 is out this week. Yep, there are 10 of the bastards. Does that include Spiral and Jigsaw? I haven't done the maths, but Saw X is in theatres as of this weekend, and I am an old man who saw Saw 1 in theatres. I'm going to be there opening night tonight. I'm kind of slightly hopeful, even though I think there are more bad movies than good in the Saw franchise. I kind of like them too. Is that mad? Look, I just like seeing arseholes get fucked up. Not like that. I like seeing bad people in lethal situations. That's a much better way of saying that. And if it's 90 minutes of that and I want to play a game, I'll be happy. I'm also happy because my Pinhead Raising Hell shirt that we launched this week with Hellraiser's very own Doug Bradley is out now. One of the hardest Blackcraft shirts of all time. Go and check it out. It is well good. And on the subject of in theatres, if you are a sci-fi head, the director of Star Wars Rogue One, aka The Good One, has the creator in theatres. The creator is out now. I saw it a few days ago. It is pretty badass, I have to say. If you liked Rogue One, if you like Black Mirror, Terminator 2, it's that kind of thing all in one, and it's in theatres now. Gaming, it's kind of still all about Mortal Kombat 1, I'll be honest. Our show is in its infancy, this Blackcraft News thing, but we're going to be doing some cool things coming up around Mortal Kombat and Hellraiser, so make sure you're subscribed. But what is out at gaming this week? Cyberpunk 2077. There is a Phantom Liberty extension that is out now, and I know Cyberpunk was kind of glitchy as all arse when it came out, but with all the bugs fixed now, and it's got its arse firmly in the seat of next-gen consoles, if you played it or if you bought it and you haven't gone back to it, do go back. It is highly recommended, even more so now that the Phantom Liberty extension is out. And also, shout out to Cyberpunk Edgerunners, the anime series on Netflix too. wicked. Before we tell you about all things music, because there is a lot of good hardcore out this week, our friends at American Musical Supply have got you covered for all things home recorded. If you have ever wanted to start a podcast, right, check out the smooth and silky chat that we did with Zachy Vengeance, Bobby Blackcraft sitting down with Zachy, because that was all recorded and put out with equipment from AmericanMusical.com. We don't just say that it's good, we back it up. We use American Musical. Get on it, AmericanMusical.com. If you want to get podcast recording gear, or if you're a DJ, or if you play guitar, drums, or sing, we've got you covered. You can also get $20 off of your first purchase of $100 or more. Just put the code SMOKE in at checkout and enjoy your awesome new equipment. That is AmericanMusical.com. Use the code SMOKE at checkout and enjoy your awesome new equipment, including $20 off of your first purchase of $100 or more. So, finally, in music, it is a pretty big week for hardcore and all of the bands of that kind of ilk. Code Orange, Pittsburgh's finest, continue to spread their musical wings. There is a new album out now called The Above from Long Island. If you like your hardcore a little more emo, screamo sounding, Long Island's Koyo, that is K-O-Y-O. They have their debut album out now. It is wicked. It's called Would You Miss It. It's got loads of good guests on it as well. Vane FM are on it, and if you are old school, Daryl Palumbo from Glassjaw and Head Automatica and The Movie Life, Vinnie Caruna is on the track. What's Left to Say? I've got to say, there is a song on this album called Life's a Pill that absolutely slams. Koyo, K-O-Y-O, the album Would You Miss It out this week. And also, if you like your shit rough and ready, Harm's Way have a new record out. It's called Common Suffering. And that is something that you can do weights to, or pick up cars, or eat bricks while listening to it. It is a hard, hard record. Harm's Way back with a new album called Common Suffering. And we also welcome back Year of the Knife with a new song. They were in a really gnarly bus crash. Their singer got hurt pretty bad. So if you can buy some merch or donate, they're a really good band doing good things. And their new Slab of Heaviness with Sanguisugabog, no less, is out now. It's called Wish. Shout out Year of the Knife. We want you back. Oh, and Green Day have a 30th anniversary of Dookie out this week, if that is your vibe. That's all from me. I've been Bees. You've been really great. Make sure you are subscribed. Check out our interviews this week. We have spoken to Shotzi from the WWE about her brand new show, Chamber of Horrors, where she is touring USA with WWE superstars, scaring the ever-loving bum out of them. I can't recommend the episode with Dominic Mysterio enough. He would rather be anywhere on earth than where he is in that haunted house. Go and check it out. Also, we spoke to horror legend Doug Bradley, the man behind Pinhead from Hellraiser. You can also get the Raising Hell shirt right now at blackcraftcult.com. This has been Blackcraft News, powered by Delta Extracts and American Musical Supply. Subscribe, and I'll see you on the next one.
From the underworld to your world, this is Blackcraft News.